guys that started it all for us in Northern California, and they've kept it going for years in various various levels. When Peter Grant down here, and this is where it all began, from 1963 at St. Mary's High School. Is that it?
Yeah, we all went to St. Mary's.
Still looks like it.
Was that a parochial school?
The uniforms were great.
That's what I like. Where it all began and where they kept it going.
Here we go, boys. My Valley boys.
Thank you.
from the singing of the country gentleman who made that when. The one before that was a Reno's father song called You're No Longer a Sweetheart of Mine. That played a little bit of Fire on the Mountain that brings you all up to date.
Except for the historians. We've got to set the historians straight. It was not 1963, it was 64.
That's weird.
We figured it out, yeah.
And what's that?
63, setting the historians straight.
Oh,
remember,
yes.
You were supposed to support me on that.
Yeah.
Big talk until it comes down
now
to it.
Now we got that straight.
Yeah.
You remember playing? You were 9 years old.
Yeah.
It's time for Stanley Brothers. Now we'll do one for you here called I'm Riding on That Midnight Train.
What do you mean that? Yeah.
Okay.
Just kicking off a little different, that's all. Riding tonight, right?
No.
Oh, I'm not.
Hey!
We got Herb to pick one on the banjo for you. I don't know if you know this, but back when Herb just went, first went, moved back to Nashville, got a telephone call one day and said, Herb, this is Earl Scruggs. I'd like you to fill in for me with the Foggy Mountain Boys while recuperating in a car accident. And Herb played with the rest of the Foggy Mountain Boys. Appeared in about 6 weeks, I think, back then. And he's going to play one of Earl's tunes here.
Childish house of love lasted only one short year.
traveling down this road to you. Here's a song lyric from the second of Bill Monroe. It's one called Traveling Down This Lonesome Road. next one. We'll sing another Kentucky Curlers. But it's an old song. Been around for a long time. One called Way Downtown.
Come on, man.
tearing up things around here. If you get a chance, go out and see him.
$40.
And on that subject, actually, we have some. We have some true blue CDs. That's what they are. True blue CDs, and also my mandolin CDs that's available here this evening. Unfortunately, David and Herb. Sold all theirs.
Never should.
Is there anything else? I could be off the
Let's have home. David sing one.
Let's do Gone Home.
Okay, that's a good one.
Right there in the key. Good old barnyard G right there.
Another little gospel number here called Gone Home.
Filming around.
a number called Pike County Breakdown. It's on his CD. His latest CD, I believe.
My only CD.
Your only CD. Well, that narrows the odds there.
see we have another fellow on stage with us here. This is Pete Grant. You probably know him along the way. When the Pine Valley Boys were in their prime, we played a lot down in San Jose, and that's where Pete lived at the time. He was a good friend. And I only see him occasionally now, but it's real good to see him whenever we have the opportunity. And Pete's still playing a lot of awful good music. And we're going to let him play you one on the dobro here. He's got one picked out called Salt Creek.
Hey, keep your shirt on.
Sparks and a couple of other people I think have recorded. It's a dandy little tune. Bluegrass Cardinals, that's right.
Sinatra.
Sinatra. The kitchen tape Sinatra. Crossroads Bar.
Keep this record straightened out.
Keep the story straight.
The history is your appeal.
It's my motto.
This is my motto.
Stay.
an old Lester Flatt song that Kurt and I like to sing together. One called Never Shed No Tear. Known as green corn, hot green corn.
Upstairs, downstairs, right in the kitchen. What care we?
Chicken?
Yeah. Far be it from me to worry about things like that.
We're kind of plunging into this whole thing with a spirit of reckless abandon. We had one rehearsal last night. Of course, we did this stuff 2 years ago, so we should remember. You know, we're playing a gig tomorrow night, another one Sunday, and then another one Tuesday. If you come and see us on Tuesday, we might have something together. You guys get to be the guinea pigs. There we go.
Two drops.
Oh, that was the mic.
After that.
Okay.
We also like to this is the next song that we're going to do after this song. Keep you on your toes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think this is a
fifth. Oh, fifth.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ed. We're kind of passing it down the food chain.
I'm not sure what he's going to do.
That's just whole break. Bullseye right there.
Whole break.
Whole break.
A whole break. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Why would you stop that? Norton.
Okay. gospel time again. This is a Stanley Brothers tune that we all probably learned right around the same time, including Pete. This is one of our favorites. Yeah, are we going to do it in A?
No, it's a C.
Oh, that's right.
Is this the one we were going to do before, but we didn't do because we didn't last year? Because
of the words.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is the one.
It's called A Voice from On High.
As far as you're concerned, it's Bluegrass Breakdown.
Coming. We're going to do one more for you, let you get out of here, which you're dying to do. Come on, be honest.
Show
up tomorrow, it'll be tighter. Anyway, thanks to Skip and John for having us here tonight. Thanks to, also thanks to Ed and Steve for some admirable backup work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though Steve didn't like one tune we did tonight, I'm glad he was here.
You know, somebody's got to do quality control.
There was one I liked. Yeah! Alright. Anyhow, we're gonna feature Butch on one. The Bluegrass Breakdown. Charlie Monroe number. I have never been able to figure this song out, but I like it anyway.
It's deep. Huh? It's deep.
It is deep. One called I'm Riding on That New River Train. In the key. Can we start with chorus?
Huh? Yeah.
get a, another trio for you. Okay, we're gonna do some singing. You know, back when we were learning to play, David somehow learned to sing the baritone part, which is really the most elusive of the parts. And he taught me how to sing it. I don't know if he knows he taught me, but he did.
Yeah.
You know, he's really one of the best baritone singers
ever. Yeah.
Once again, thanks very much for coming out to see us.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Thanks for buying our.